is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, I wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffa. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student studying here in Qom.
So, wish you luck. Thank you for being here. And today's discussion is about death. And who can say which death is good, which death is bad? Has it ever happened to you to ask yourself this question? Who defines which death is good and what defines the death, actually?
As we are talking about death, you know, this topic might not be friendly to many people. It might be a bit scary, but it used to be for me as well. But, you know, since I started looking at death from an Islamic...
You have to be friend with it.
Yeah, but since I started looking at death from an Islamic point of view,
yes,
from an Islamic perspective, I believe that, you know, death is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, it is a gift for the believer. You know, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we come from Allah.
Which is not so much understandable for many.
Yeah. And
how death is a ni'mat or a gift or a blessing.
Because typically if you ask anyone, oh, do you want to die right now? Because death is a gift. They're going to say, oh, you're crazy.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. Why would I want to die right now?
No, that's what, you know, I especially mentioned that if you look from an Islamic point of view. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, usually death for, you know, a general people.
Yes.
Death means, you know, perishing.
End of the story.
Yeah, end of the story. You just perish.
Yes, exactly.
But for us, death?
As believers.
Yeah, as believers, as per Islam, death is the actual start of your life.
This all
has been your test.
Mm-hmm.
You're just
being
tested.
We believe this life is a very short traveling.
Yeah.
We're on a journey. We're here to create things for our future,
right,
which is going to happen afterwards.
Right, because, you know, as we say, you know, in death, in terms of Islam, if you say, you know, intiqal, which is transferring.
Exactly.
It's not just passing away. It's transferring. What does it mean, transferring from this realm to the other realm?
Exactly.
So this is what, you know, death is. You know, you get the rewards and you get the, and also the punishment for all the sins you've committed.
For every single thing we did in this world.
Some mystics would also say that it's not just passing through, but it's more of you're ascending to where you were supposed to go to.
Yeah.
This was all just like an introduction. This is like, this world is here just for you to get a feel.
This is a tutorial.
Exactly. This is the tutorial. This is the free trial at the start, right? Just so you get a good feel of, you know, the world of your spirit and how these two worlds are, I guess, in a sense, interconnected.
This was just a trailer. The movie starts after that. After death.
Exactly. This is the premiere.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because the only thing that's guaranteed in this world is death. You can cheat your way out of other things.
It's inevitable.
But death is something you can't cheat your way out of, right?
Yes.
Either you're going to die, say, in a war. You could die, say, just in an altercation.
Disease happens.
An altercation with someone. It could be disease.
And
it could also be naturally.
With the appearance of corona, it has been something really viral.
Yeah, especially disease nowadays with the spread of corona and all its different variants.
A common cause of death.
Yeah.
We thought accidents is going to kill more, but no, there are still some more important issues to kill human beings. So right now, let's go for a little break and we'll be back after just a short interval. Thank you for listening, guys.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Death is inevitable.
Exactly.
You know, everything is going to perish except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Like, you know, we can see, you know, the signs of death, like, all around us. You know, people dying at the funerals. Like, we can see funerals and different causes of death.
Our job here is to change the viewpoint on death. People think it's a bad thing. You see death, it's always depicted in black.
You
people
know,
crying,
from the
people
physical
sad.
Perspective, you look at it, a person who has been living around us, who's been a being who breathed once, now is going underneath so much of soils. Mm-hmm. So that perhaps is the thing which scares us about death.
It's
you know?
That, and it's also, yeah. We don't know what's coming next.
Exactly.
Over here, you get up one day, you go to sleep, you
the
know, you're going to get up the next day and do
so
something.
Scary.
For death, okay, you're in the ground, and what's next? No one knows what comes next.
Yes, that
that's where the fear
true.
Really comes out from.
That's where the fear lies, right? Like, either you're going to leave your loved ones, or mm-hmm. they're going to leave you.
That is very true.
There's a fear of the people. And
so now, you know, as believers, as just you said, as believers, as Muslim people, now we came to the point that death is inevitable.
Yeah.
It's something that would happen eventually, one way or another. There's no way to skip it.
Kullu nafsin?
Exactly.
Every soul shall taste death.
So, it would come after all. But now, what is good death and what is bad death?
Okay, good death and bad death. If you're talking about that, good death, we might say, for that we must probably look into the cause of death. Mm-hmm. What did you die for?
What did you die for?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say, if you die because of corona, yes. is that a good death or a bad death?
Comparatively, if you die for a good reason, that can be considered as a good death.
Yes, for a reason.
Yeah, for a
so
reason,
if
for
I
good
die
cause,
for if no you, reason, yeah, out you, of sickness, how could you consider that as a good death? So
what,
I like, suffered a lot in my sickness.
That's right. You know, jihad, as we say, like, you know, combat, like combating, is not just in the battlefields.
Exactly.
You know, if you die for a good reason, as we say, you know, jihad al-akbar, you know, combating with the self is the greatest jihad. Mm-hmm. You know, if you die of any sickness, but you were earning the halal income, you were feeding your family.
Exactly,
you,
that's the thing I'm going to say.
That's still a good
say.
Death, right?
Yes.
You died on the right path. That's the main thing.
I think what defines our death is the way we lived.
Exactly.
That's the point, right?
Exactly. It's if you go by the guidelines that God has set upon us, mm-hmm. and you followed those guidelines, you could say that that's a good death.
Yes, that right? was a good death.
And anything that would stray you from that path would be considered a bad death.
Exactly.
But then, in my opinion, you can't just leave it as good death and bad death. Even, like, say, good death has levels.
Exactly.
Some levels are better than others. Some are, say, at the average level. And then the same applies to a bad death. Someone who didn't do enough would probably consider themselves saying, oh, look, I could have done more, but I didn't. So maybe in my opinion, it's a bad death. But say someone's out there stabbing and murdering people, mm-hmm. that's a worse death. It's still considered a bad death, exactly. but it's not the same level as the other person.
And yeah. among the good death, we could mention those who have been martyred for the cause
exactly.
of Allah.
Exactly. As we are talking about the cause of death, like someone dying for a good cause.
Yes.
You know, that's why we say, you know, the highest merit is yeah. the merit of a shaheed, of a martyr.
Exactly.
As you say, like Sayyid
al-Shuhada
about
yes.
Abdullah al-Husayn
yes.
alayhi salam. He's exactly. He's the master of all the martyrs.
Exactly.
Because the reason he died for, that was for the, to save the humanity and to save Islam.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, we can, on that basis, we can say like, we can count something as a good death and the level of it.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Up until now, we talked about death, and we said there are different types of death. After we came to the point that death is something which would happen for sure for every single one of us, there are different types of death. We said that the thing that defines your death and classifies it into two parts of good or bad is the way you lived. So everyone who's living a life and considering the satisfaction of Allah actually is dying for a good cause, and is could his or her death could be considered as a good death, but also that good death has got some levels.
There's a hadith from Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, as we were talking about, that, you know, shaheed, martyr, is the highest spirit of death. So there's a hadith that if you think about death in your life, in your day, like a certain number of times, if I'm not mistaken, it's like 15 or 20 times.
Yes.
If you recall death, if you remember your death, you'll get the status of shahadat.
Yes.
The, you know, being a martyr. You'll get the thawab of being a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
If you just recall your death.
Yes.
So.
And since we're talking of martyrs, again, like many propagandas happen to show their verse of the story that we know. You know, we call some people martyrs, we respect them so much. On the other side of the story, as I said in the previous sessions, the army of Batil trying to make that look like it's not for a good cause.
No, it's all about, you know, the opposite side trying to make it, you know, look bad.
Yes.
That's the thing, right? Like, you know, when two people are fighting against each other, you know, the people who die this side, you know, for themselves, like, they're considered to be the martyrs.
Each side has their own
yes. freedom fighters or martyrs, you might say. But for the other side, they're enemies. That's how it works, yeah.
Yes, that's how wars work. So, Brother Jafar, do you have anything?
I guess in conclusion, just to circle back to what Brother Hussain said about thinking about death, even someone who, say, hasn't lived the best of lives, just the thought and thinking about death may be the catalyst to help them change. Because, right, in this world, we know what's going to happen to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything's working in a cycle to it.
It has a logic, yes.
Exactly. But for death, like, no one has died and come back to the living and saying, oh, look, this is what you're about to face. No one knows that. And that fear in itself is what really scares human beings. But just that fear itself could really push us in the right direction.
I'm really sorry to cut you off. Actually, I want to say that this topic should be discussed about death. Like, you know, as I mentioned, there's a hadith that we have to recall our death.
Yes.
So what I think that, you know, people usually take death as a negative thing. You know, if you start talking about death, like, they're like, oh, brother, please talk about, you know, good things.
Good things, yes.
Talk about, you know, positive things. In fact, Rasulullah is saying that just recall your death like 20 times a day.
Yes, we have to remember that.
How does it help? Like, first, we should make our opinions positive regarding death. And how does it help you? It helps you that it helps you in reminding or
consider your deeds.
Yeah, considering your
whatever
deeds.
Whatever you do, you have to consider that one day this story is going to finish, and you have to pay for every single
thing
you do.
And considering, you know, it keeps you it makes you mindful of the hereafter.
Exactly, that is very true.
And you act accordingly.
Yes, thank you very much. You guys helped us a lot through this conversation. It was such a nice time discussing death, which is a bit of ironical, but that's cool. Thank you for listening to us. This is all the time that we've got. Until another session, I bid you farewell and take a special care of your health.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.